This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Where we stop, everybody knows, because this is the DJV program with information that you'll, I don't need, but it's important stuff. We'll bring you the fast, factual stuff in order to combat truth decay. And here in our never-ending quest to do that, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. First up, Jennifer Horn.
Well, let's talk about cars, right? You love to do that, Dougie. And I think this big story, at least if you want to talk about real cool cars, is from this week in New York City.
Jay Leno's got a new car.
No, that's not the story. President Trump spent the week in New York City, and he was there for the United Nations. And he is being driven around in what they're calling this car with an unprecedented level of security. That's how NBC News describes it. The Detroit Free Press says it's one of the most exclusive, impenetrable.
Plus, right.
And expensive cars in the world. This thing is massive. It's 20,000 pounds. It's a $1.5 million limo.
That's 10 tons. So you get the the average pickup truck or full-size SUV weighs about 2 tons.
Well, it was built by General Motors, and it's supposed to look like a stretched version of the Cadillac XT6 sedan. It's really cool looking. It looks super heavy.
Actually, it looks pretty much like the last one. It looks
it looks real tough, doesn't it? It looks like it could growl at you. They call it the Beast, and it's modified on a platform from GM's heavy-duty Chevrolet Kodiaq truck. It has huge tires. They're actually like bus tires. It's a mix of steel, aluminum, and ceramic armors, and it'll fend off any type of attack that you can think of, including a biochemical attack, because the car is sealed to protect against those too. The doors weigh as much as a 757 jet, and
the plane. The doors on the jet.
That's right. It's the 757 jet doors. Thank you.
That's pretty wild, though. Does it take two flight attendants to open it?
Well, here's what's crazy. So this is like the James Bond features. Now this is where it gets fun. It's got a night vision system. It has door handles that can be electrified to shock people on the outside that are trying to get inside.
You know Trump wants to tase everybody.
Everybody.
Does he have the button inside?
Tase. It also has the ability to fire tear gas. Lay down an oil slick if anybody's trying to chase you. And it can even deploy a smoke screen. It's also got the ability to dispatch the nuclear codes. Don't panic. It'll be okay. And in addition to the 7 seats it has inside to make sure Secret Service members can surround the president, it also contains a bunch of medical supplies. That includes a refrigerator filled with blood matching Trump's blood type. This thing was commissioned back in 2014 by the Secret Service. It's going by the same name as the last presidential limo, which was the Beast. That was built in 2009. But this thing cost $15.8 million, at least in terms of the contract for it. Cadillac doesn't comment on the car, but the Secret Service has confirmed that the new limo is up, and there's a twinning version also traveling in Trump's motorcade. So how about that?
There's two of them together.
You can see them on Twitter.
Here's what you don't know. Here's what they don't tell you. And they don't, there's a lot of stuff with this that there's a secondary side to all of it. First of all, General Motors will tell you that it cost them $15 million to build it. They give the car to the government. They do not charge. They make the car. They give it to the Secret Service. They do not charge for the car. The last car, if you look at the car that Obama had, he got it. Normally what happens is the new president gets the new car on the day he or she is sworn in. That is, on Inauguration Day in 2009, Obama got into the new car, and that car has been in service from that point until yesterday or the day before or whenever the first time Trump got into the car. When he was told what was in the car, about a month before he was inaugurated, he said, no, no, I want this, and this in the car. And a lot of the things that you were just talking about, Jennifer, were add-ons from what the Secret Service had told General Motors to build so that the car that was ready for Inauguration Day was not ready anymore. And it's taken them 2 years to outfit the car with the stuff that Trump wanted, which seems rather bizarre, rather strange. There's a garage, not on Pennsylvania Avenue, but it's off Pennsylvania Avenue. I'm trying to remember where it is. I think it's on in the 14th Street, somewhere in there, where they keep all of these cars. They give the second car. So now Pence will ride in the car that Trump used to ride in, and he'll use that for as long as he's the vice president. So those cars are in service, depending on how long the presidency lasts, whether it's 4 years or 8 years, until the next president comes in. But it's always, or has been,
so after 4 years, they could get rid of it?
Well, they'll get rid of it. Like, they give it to the vice president, and then it goes down the line to the next person in line for the presidency. So the Secretary of State, who's in line after the vice president?
Speaker of the House.
Speaker of the House, right. So the Speaker of the House is driving, is in the car that was used by George Bush.
Wouldn't it be right? Biden?
Biden. Maybe it was Biden. Was it Biden? I got
to
go back.
Biden's car got passed down to, right, to Paul Ryan?
Biden's car was Obama.
If Doug's premise is true, yes, it would be Biden's car, yes.
Right.
Right, yeah. So anyway, but they last for a long, they are around normally three successive, so they last 24 years. Normally those cars are around or would be around. If the presidents were elected for eight-year terms, then the cars would last or be around for 24 years, unless they do something with them after the Speaker of the House gets them. I don't know what they do with them after that. Don't know that much down the, don't know how far down the trail he goes, but the whole thing is rather, in this circumstance, I don't know, it seems a little much. Another year and a half to make the car and put that stuff in it. It has to have been the optics, though. It was like Q talking to James Bond about the oil slick, and here's where the machine guns are behind the headlights. And yeah, it is kind of, it's interesting and amusing. So, anyhow, that's the story of the president's new car. Good job, Jennifer. It's 14 past the hour. This is the DJB Show.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. John Lennon's last car was a Mercedes-Benz 300 TD wagon, and it will appear for auction soon. It is scheduled to cross the block at the Worldwide Auctioneers event in Auburn on September the 1st, where it's being offered without reserve or pre-sale estimate. Lennon and Yoko Ono decided on the diesel Mercedes-Benz wagon before it was on sale in the U.S., so Lennon had his assistant send Mercedes-Benz a check for $30,000, which is equivalent to around $90,000 today, and the automaker fast-tracked it across the Atlantic. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
Every year, thousands overpay for a used car. They're left feeling disappointed, ashamed, and alone. Traditional pricing books only add to the confusion, offering only guesstimates and ranges.
Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report. So you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS. One of the most underrated products to debut over the past couple of years is Western Digital's MyCloud Home. It's your own private cloud storage you can access wherever life takes you, and regardless of the device you're on. Simply connect the WD MyCloud Home drive to your Wi-Fi router. And now, whether you're at home or across the globe, you can securely access all of your digital content, like photos, videos, music, and important work files. In other words, at any time and in any place, whether you're on a smartphone, tablet, laptop, or desktop, you've got easy and secure access to your own personal storage. And there's no monthly fees to worry about. You can also use the MyCloud Home app to automatically back up your photos and videos taken on your smartphone for safekeeping. Learn more about WD's MyCloud Home products at WDC.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's see what we have going on. 16 after the hour, DJV time. Who are the names today? Names in the news. Commissioner Scott Gottlieb of the FDA says that they're thinking about banning online e-cigarette sales. I don't know. Teenagers find another way to get it. He announced a possible ban, saying the FDA is looking at restricting flavored e-cigarette products, which health experts say appeal to young people. You know what? If they want to get them, they're going to get them.
Well, but see, the difference, though, is anyone can order them online, and if you can't buy them online, you have to go to a head shop somewhere, and you at least have to have some kind of ID. So
I
agree with this. Yeah, what is it? What is that?
Why do they call them head shops?
I don't know. That's just what I've always heard them called.
What does it mean?
I don't know. I have no idea. That's just what they're called.
So let's get out the Googling fingers.
Paraphernalia stores? I don't know. They're all over New York City. There are head shops with bongs in the window, so that's what they're called. They're called head shops.
They sell, like, devices or something.
Right, right. Okay.
All right. So there's a big debate going on around the country in many states that have approved. Last election, 8 states approved selling recreational marijuana. Massachusetts happens to be one of them. And so this whole discussion about, we brought it down to the local level in my hometown of Framingham as to how many stores are going to be selling pot legally. You can get it here, there, and everywhere. They want to have 6, or at least what was passed by an ordinance by the city council is they're up to 6 stores that will be able to sell pot legally, recreational pot in Framingham. And there are 2 medical marijuana pot shops. And they're getting into this whole business, pardon the pun, of getting into the weeds with how all of this stuff works. And you just mentioned something that I heard, the head shop stuff, and what the people who don't like pot, what are they called? The people who don't like?
My parents?
No, there's a term that's a you. Anyway, not necessarily important. But there are 11 members to the Framingham City Council, and there's a lady named Judy Grove who's been after this. She's been trying to stall it and change it, but the
ooh,
the
you just put her on blast.
Framingham.
Wow.
Well, the Framingham voter, 59% of the voters, wanted pot legalized. So the rest of the people who are politically sensitive say, wait a minute, we better get this done. They moratoriumized it once. It's already 6 months behind what everybody else is doing, and so now they finally voted on how many stores and that kind of stuff. But to listen to the discussion, I watched some of it on the local cable channel. It was fascinating. I don't know much about pot. I'd be the first to tell you, and it's not a surprise to anybody that I don't, or e-cigarettes or bongs or any of that other stuff. But I find it interesting to have older people trying to keep younger people from using something that they're going to get one way or another. And that's why I brought that up, because, yes, it'd be harder to get the stuff, don't get it online. But if they want to find it, they want to get it, they're going to find it, they're going to get it, they're going to buy it.
To head shops? Yeah. Apparently, hippies and people who like to do that stuff were typically the slang term for them is head, but I guess it also comes possibly from deadheads. And apparently an acronym is he eats acid daily is apparently a thing that people, head. That means head as well.
Back to when I was a kid.
Yeah.
That comes from when I was a kid. Yep, you're right. Good job, Kara. See how everybody works together here on the DJV show? It's 21 after the hour.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Mariah Carey in the musical spotlight here on the DJB Show, 24 after the hour. Every hour of every program of every day, we devote some time to music because it's so much of a part of all of our lives and our varying focus on different genres, different performers. A lot of people like to think about and talk about Mariah Carey, who's going to perform at the American Music Awards on the 9th of next month, bringing her pop razzle dazzle to the stage, as it was announced. Carey, who first performed in 1991 at the American Music Awards, rendition of her dance pop hit Someday, and now make her world TV debut With You, the first single from her forthcoming album. So With You is what she's going to sing at the MAs. How many do these, when they perform, do they just usually do one song, or do they do a couple
sometimes
of songs?
Sometimes some of them do a medley, yeah, but not that kind of. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So Carey's return to the AMA stage, she hasn't been on it since 2008. She joins previously announced artists Benny Blanco, Halsey, Khalid, and the Imagine Dragons on the stage. The AMAs, how did you, Jennifer, okay?
Jennifer, it's just Imagine Dragons.
Right.
The
I like
first.
That. It's kind of like the Ukraine.
Isn't it Khaled or something like that, DJ?
Khaled?
No, this one's Khalid. Two different
this
guys.
Khalid. Yeah. Oh, look at that. Good job, Jackie.
Just trying to confuse Doug a little bit more.
That's very good. Yeah, thank you. So anyway, the AMAs are on ABC the 9th of October, 8 o'clock Eastern. Show winners are decided by fans. Voting now open. VoteAMAs.com. Why? It's not. You can vote anytime between now and the show. Why wouldn't they just do it during the show? One would wonder.
Because they have to know who won.
Oh. So, well, you like American Idol does. They do it when the show's live on the air, and then they figure out who
do they really?
Wins.
Yeah. That's always...
Then you have time zones.
Yeah. All right. Music lovers can also cast their votes on Twitter by posting a tweet with the nominee's name or Twitter handle, the category name, hashtag AMAs. Okay? Hashtag AMAs to vote for your favorite performer up for the American Music Awards highest honor on October the 9th. Next up, somebody comparable. Would you say that Mariah Carey and Lady Gaga are of equal stature? Ladies? Gaga and Mariah Carey?
think they're both definitely divas that can sing, or they used to be able to sing, but Mariah Carey's had a long career.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Gaga's a probably more exciting performer, so there's,
a lot of attention on Gaga because of the new film A Star Is Born out next Friday. She enjoyed a highly acclaimed U.S. premiere on Monday at the theater in Los Angeles. She shared a snippet from its soundtrack with the first track, Is That All Right?, which we have now playing in the background. Let's listen to a little of this. Got a big voice, Gaga does.
So tell me you love me.
Looking at Bradley Cooper when she sings this. She dropped a minute-long audio cut from the new song with images from the movie and some of the praise that's been written about it, and there's a lot of that. Soundtrack also features the song Shallow, Maybe It's Time, and I'll Never Love Again. That'll be released on the 5th of next month, same day the film opens. Did I say the 4th or 5th? I know it's next month. Excuse me, next week anyway. Andrew Dice Clay is in this, Dave Chappelle, and Sam Elliott is in this movie as well, with Bradley Cooper. Follows the musical and romantic career of the two main characters, Jackson Maine, Cooper's character, and Allie is Gaga's character. So anyway, the movie actually had its world premiere at the Venice Film Festival the 31st of August.
I think it got a 10-minute standing ovation.
Yeah, this has got buzz all over it. This has got to be, I bet you, wins lots of awards, too. So good. We're all looking forward to seeing A Star Is Born with Gaga and Bradley Cooper 28 after here on the DJV Show.
For the last few years, there have been riots over the alleged victimization of young black men by police. The fact is that most of the young guys who had these fatal encounters were victims long before. Their victimizer, however, was not the criminal justice system. This is Bishop E.W. Jackson, president of STAND, Staying True to America's National Destiny. Consider these statistics. Fatherless homes produce 63% of youth suicides, 71% of high school dropouts, and 75% of all adolescent drug treatment patients. In fact, young men from fatherless homes are 20 times more likely to end up in prison than men who grow up with a dad. 72% of black children are born out of wedlock. Before any confrontation with a police officer, most of these young men are victims of their fathers, abandoned and sometimes not knowing who their fathers are. If we want to keep black men out of prison, we must be thinking about ways to rebuild the black family and restore men to the important role of fatherhood.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, I got the brush off again. I don't get it. Is there something wrong with the way I wave? Elbow wrist. Why won't that little basset hound acknowledge me? I'm friendly. I give everyone peace of mind when I protect their homes through Progressive. He should be jumping for joy when I walk by.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe it's me. No, it's him.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
After a third woman came forward with allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, President Trump went on the attack.
I think people are going to see that in the midterms, what they've done to this family, what they've done to these children, these beautiful children of his, and what they've done to his wife. And they know it's a big, fat con job.
Trump said, due to the testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee concerning the Kavanaugh nomination, he may delay his meeting with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. But as far as the special counsel's investigation, there was no collusion or obstruction.
Unless you call obstruction the fact that I fight back. I do fight back. I really fight back. I mean, if you call that obstruction, that's fine.
Turning to the Federal Reserve's latest interest rate hike, the president's not happy.
I'd rather pay down debt or do other things, create more jobs.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Attention, please. So they say when you get on the plane, they close the door. Your attention, please. All right, well, let's get to closing the door, opening the door. We got lots of open air here on the DJV show. Open so you can take advantage of what it is that we have to say and react to it. Think about it. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria takes over for yet another trending story.
Well, Judi Dench, Dame Judi Dench, as some people like to call her, she is trending, and she is facing a backlash because she defended her quote-unquote good friend Kevin Spacey, and she says that she does not approve of him being cut out of movies like the way he was in All the Money in the World when he was sort of famously replaced by Christopher Plummer, who then ended up getting an Oscar nomination for that role.
Yeah, good movie. That was a really good movie, too.
Yeah, I'm sure Kevin Spacey would have been just as good as Christopher Plummer in that role. But so Dame Judi said she was at a press conference and in San Sebastian, Spain, and she was promoting a new movie, and she was asked about Kevin Spacey, and she said, when I went to do the shipping news with Kevin after my husband had died, he was an inestimable comfort for me, and he never mentioned that he knew I was in a bad way. He cheered me up. He kept me going. I made it through that film because of him. He is a dear friend. And then she went on to say, are we going to erase people from history? Are we going to go back throughout history and anyone who has misbehaved in any way or has broken the law or has committed some kind of offense, are they always going to be cut out? Are we going to extrude them from our history? I don't know about the conditions of Kevin Spacey's issues. Nevertheless, he is and was a most wonderful actor, and I can't imagine what he's doing now, but he is also a very good friend. So a lot of people not happy with what she said.
Well, a lot of people may think that there is something to what she says. She and Spacey were in the Old Vic together. I think that's when they actually first got to know each other. The Old Vic is the most prestigious place to act in England, and certainly Dame Judy is one of, if not the most prestigious female. Maggie Smith, probably. Who else is in that league of British actresses? Helen Mirren, okay.
Vanessa Redgrave, maybe. That would be it.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the list.
Right.
I think we are always so quick to want to know if people are 100% good and 100% bad. And I think it's unrealistic. Now, that's not trying to say or make excuses for people who are predators. If they behave badly, they behave badly. But that doesn't mean that there's not someone who knows a different side of them. I interviewed Kevin Spacey, and I will tell you, in all honesty, it is the best interview I've ever did in my whole life. He was kind. He was forthcoming. He was nice. Now, was he those things to people that he attacked, allegedly? Probably not. I think they would probably describe him in a different way. But I think to be so narrow-minded that we think we can only describe people in one vein, it's rough. It's like the discussion that's happening about Bill Cosby now. Does he get to keep his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, or should we erase him? He did a lot for American culture. He did a lot for African Americans in the 70s and 80s. He broke a lot of barriers. So do we forget all of that because he also was a predator? That's a real honest conversation that I think we need to have. How are
Hard
we going to handle this?
Yeah. Well, you can go back to Clarence Thomas, and what do you really think about? All I think about is the hair on the Coke bottle or the Coke can. That's what I think about when I think of Clarence Thomas. What am I going to think about when it comes to Kavanaugh, one way or another, whether he's guilty? He becomes guilty in the minds of people because of association, not fact. But the truth is the human condition is as it is because that's what we are. We make judgments. Sometimes they're based on right versus left, sometimes old versus young, sometimes black versus white, sometimes rich versus poor, sometimes Catholic versus Jew, whatever it is. But we all make judgments. And there's this feeling that we have, it seems to me, that is prevalent in our society and maybe elsewhere as well, that if we don't go along with the sort of schedule of events that this guy's all bad because the news media says he is, or a bunch of people say he is. Is that ignorant? Is it short-sighted? Are we incomplete in our thinking about this person?
I just think we have to give each other a break, and we have to give ourselves a break in how we handle
people are so afraid to do that, Jennifer.
People
are afraid to not be counted in the mainstream. Ah, Kevin Spacey, that bastard.
I would tell you honestly that is the best interview, and I only had I spent an hour with him, so I'm not a judge of his complete character, but he was all of those things that I said. And with Bill
Cosby,
we
know people,
how many people
based
felt
on
a little
personal
sad
experiences? Yeah.
Well, how many people felt a little sad watching him get handcuffed and carried away to jail? That's sad. Does he deserve to be there? Yeah, absolutely he does. But it's still emotional. It's sad that the person that I think a country knew, or at least the side of himself that he wanted to show the country, that's dead and gone.
That's disappointing, sure, for sure.
Yeah.
When you idolize somebody and you think that, you know, they're living as a good example, and by all means, it seemed like Bill Cosby was living an exemplary life where people really did follow his example. And it's incredibly disappointing when your heroes fall from grace.
Yep. All right. Let's do a couple of quick sports updates here. Jennifer, you're the L.A. Dodgers fan. So what's the update on Kenley Jansen?
I've been following this story
heart surgery
very closely. He actually has the same thing that my mom has and has been kind of going through it at the same time that she's been going through it. So we've been keeping an eye on him. Los Angeles Dodgers closer, great pitcher. His name is Kenley Jansen. He's only 31, or he's going to be 31 next week. He said he's going to undergo cardiac ablation surgery this winter. My mom just had it a month ago, which is set to correct not only his irregular heart heartbeat, but also perhaps end his fears when he's alone on the road. He said he doesn't want any more incidents, so he needs to have this procedure. He said, quote, I want to be able to go to Colorado or anywhere else. I don't want to have that same feeling again. 6 weeks ago, he was in Denver, and he felt his chest tighten, and his heart was racing uncontrollably. Instead of panicking, he knew what was happening because he's had AFib before, and it's what happens to him pretty commonly in Colorado. Back in 2011, he had the same event, and right. in 2012...
It's brought on by being in the Mile High City.
The altitude. That's yeah, right. And the altitude yes. was just wreaking havoc on his heart. He called 911. He was in an ambulance being rushed to the hospital. His biggest concern was not for his own well-being, but his teammates believing his heart might be responsible for not only ending his season, but also not performing for the Dodgers and maybe ending their season as well. The only potential limitation now is if the Dodgers play the Rockies, which is still a possibility in the National League Championship Series. If that happens, risk or no risk, Jansen has already made his decision. He said, we played it safe last time, but this time I'm definitely going. It doesn't matter. If something happens, it happens. I'm not going to be scared of life. This is, like I said, a story close to my own heart. My mom's been going through all of this, and Jansen made that choice a few weeks ago not to travel with the team to Colorado because he didn't want to have that feeling again going on in his chest. So,
all right. In a moment, thank you for that update. We're going to update you on the opioid crisis right after these words here on the DJB Show.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 2000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2000.
So, here's something you might have experienced. I used to post to job boards, only to spend countless hours
sorting through way too many resumes,
just to find a few qualified candidates for
my tech sales teams,
the trucking business I hire for,
my hair salons.
That old process was definitely not smart.
Then I went to ZipRecruiter. They figured out hiring.
ZipRecruiter did the work for me. Their powerful matching technology scanned thousands of resumes
to find people with the right skills, education, and experience for my job.
And actively invited them to apply.
So I got qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try ZipRecruiter now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
I'm Bob Garrigo-Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. If you've ever asked a child what their favorite part of the school day is, chances are they've replied, recess. There's nothing wrong with that either. In fact, there's a lot of learning and growing that takes place on the playground. The games and other things going on there are not only fun, they build confidence and help children become comfortable with taking risks. Articles in the New York Times and Washington Post have revealed that risk-taking on the playground is very important to child development. Unfortunately, they also reveal that children have lost some of the best opportunities for conquering their fears because things like monkey bars and toss slides are vanishing from playgrounds. Why? Because courts have allowed so many lawsuits over common injuries, schools believe it's better to just remove things that many of us grew up with. Let's be fair, many experts now believe that today's safer playgrounds can actually stunt development and leave children with anxieties that are worse than a broken bone. It's time to fix this problem and demand better from the courts to help create this situation in the first place. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
You can spend this fall hauling bags of leaves to the curb or hauling. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealership for great deals on Dodge Charger with 292 horsepower and 30 mpg highway. Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Dodge Durango. This fall, get great deals at your local Dodge dealership. EPA estimated MPG. Actual results may vary based on Wards Middle Specialty Segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
24 after the hour now here on the DJV program. More than 25 million of us in America suffer from chronic pain every single day. There are new treatment options for pain that have come down the pike. Some of them good, some of them not. But it certainly is clear that we need new ones to reduce the number of people who are on opioids. We have several people here to discuss what to do. Dr. Porter is director of the Office of Pain Policy at the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke. And Dr. Raja is the director of research, Division of Pain Medicine at Johns Hopkins in Baltimore. Welcome to both of you. There is an initiative coming from the National Institute of Health. Is that right, Dr. Porter?
There is. We call it the HEAL Initiative, which is helping to end addiction long term. And it includes a number of different projects that will look at improving research to help address the opioid crisis research, particularly addressing how to better treat addiction, how to manage overdoses, to prevent overdose deaths, and also to improve pain management. So that's a big... Yes, sir.
A lot of people are talking about this. I'm not sure. We have some people that say the claims are exaggerated. Number of people, these are the folks that are selling the opioids, that say, oh, no, it's not a big problem, blah, blah, blah. How big is the problem, really, and how do we know how big the problem is, Dr. Porter?
So the opioid problem is indeed huge, and it's nationwide, and it's affected nearly all of our communities, and probably every individual in some way knows someone who's had a problem with addiction, or perhaps a drug overdose, and worse, even someone that they've lost due to drugs. The numbers are big. We know that more than 2 million people actually are addicted. Addiction is hard to treat, so it's a long-term treatment. The problem with pain, I think you've addressed a little bit as far as the numbers go. Those numbers are also huge. So it's a big problem. I think from Dr. Raja's perspective and the clinical side, it's also a huge problem.
Dr. Raja, you have published a lot of, you and your colleagues, a lot of peer-reviewed articles that focus on this. Is this a brain nerve problem that is that we're addressing? Is it physical, mental? What is the problem?
Thank you, Doug. That is a very important question. And there is a lot of research going on as to where the abnormalities are with this opioid-related, what's known as opioid use disorder. What we, on along the same lines, what we've learned is not all pains are the same, and it's important to highlight, you know, the difference between an acute or short-lived pain that occurs following, say, an ankle sprain, or a chronic pain or persistent pain that occurs, for example, months or years after an episode of shingles. So the treatment for these different conditions may be different, and therefore it's important to understand that opioids are only one tool that we have in our toolbox to treat the different pain conditions.
So are there other quickly ways to get around opioids and pot to treat some of this stuff, this pain?
Yeah, I think what we're finding now is that for most chronic pain patients, acute pain's easier to treat. They need a multidisciplinary integrated approach. So it's not going to be an analgesic only. It's not going to be exercise only. It's going to be a combination of different approaches that are individual to that particular patient. And
all right, so here's where you go for more info. Those of you who really want to get to the bottom line, NIH.gov/heal/initiative. That's NIH.gov/heal/initiative. Good information. Thank you, doctors.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Warren Eckstein is here, America's favorite pet expert, host of The Pet Show, heard every weekend all around the country. Warren also has a fabulous line that he's concocted of minerals and vitamins called Hugs and Kisses. You get one, if you have dogs and cats, you need one version for the dogs, another version for the cats. All right, so that's something you keep in mind as you listen to him and his expertise. Based on 140 years experience in the field, he's on top of all the issues, social media included. How are our social media connections affecting our relationship with our pets? Is there good education there, or is there a danger there, Warren?
Well, you know, it is dangerous. There is some good information online, but here are some of the things I kind of put together. First of all, from a behavioral standpoint, which is my expertise, there's some really horrendous behavioral advice online. For example, the other day I read an article where it said, if your dog is misbehaving, you need to show the dog that you're the boss, flip him on his back, yell and scream at him, and hold him down. Ridiculous advice, which may create a scenario where the dog would react in an aggressive way, and who's going to get blamed is the dog. So really bad advice. If it sounds bad, chances are it is. But here's the big one. Medical advice. You can't diagnose something online. So there's really, really bad medical advice. I've seen people say, well, you know what? I saw this type of worm online. I think my dog has this, so I'll treat him this way. So if you have medical questions and you want to look online, that's okay. But a lot of dogs and a lot of cats are being mistreated because their guardians are taking advice off the internet versus going to their veterinarian to seek the advice. And this is the most important one. It drives me crazy. You ever watch those things online where they have dogs jumping off of this or climbing a mountain on top? Well, people, monkey see, monkey do. People try to emulate things they see online. It's very often a child will see someone doing something with a dog that's dangerous and say, you know what, I can do that with my dog. And a lot of dogs are being injured according to pet insurance companies. So there is some good online information, especially at my site. But other than that, Doug, the problem is that if you're going to go online to get pet information, really be analytical, research it carefully. But when it comes to medical advice, you might want to look up there and see if your dog is reacting a certain way. But in terms of prescribing medicine or treating, go to your veterinarian. It's the best way to go. So there's a lot of good stuff, as I said, online, but a lot of dangerous stuff online for our pets as well, medically, behaviorally, as well as monkey see, monkey do.
All right. So there's a report out from the government about pet store puppies being linked to some kind of drug-resistant infection. Did you see this? The people, the pet store puppies may have spread a certain bacteria. There were 6 stores identified in Ohio and Florida. The infection can lead to symptoms like fever, pain, bloody diarrhea, headaches, nausea, that sort of thing. What the heck? This is another reason to stay away from the pet stores, it looks to me like. Warren, what do you think?
Well, you know, the pet store puppies primarily are coming in from puppy mills where, you know, they're piled one on top of the other and they're kept in filthy. You know, I investigated these for years, so I know firsthand what these places are like. And so the bottom line is these dogs are just treated horrendously in terms of the way they're kept. And therefore, then they're put on UPS, they're shipped to a pet store in Ohio or shipped here or shipped there from one of these kennels, and of course they're going to carry disease. Of course they're going to pass disease from one dog to another dog, and therefore to human beings. So the only pet stores that I advocate you get a pet from are the ones that have pets from the local humane societies or shelters. But if they're selling purebred puppies from Iowa or Kansas somewhere, from a breeding farm or from the Amish in Pennsylvania, stay away from those places because you're apt to find a dog with physical, psychological problems, and at the same time it may cause a problem with yourself. However, that being said, my heart breaks for those puppies at the stores that are already there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so
remember, I've told the story about my dog, Daisy May, that I got this spring who came from a puppy mill down in Alabama, Arkansas, someplace, been in a cage for 2 years, never walked, just got bred, had 8 puppies, then got rebred again. The next time she came in heat, had another litter, and so now she is free of all of that. And it is so satisfying. This you can do for, I think, any dog. Maybe it's just love and paying attention, although she drives me crazy sometimes because she's such a scatterbrain. But she's.
I would never say dogs take on the personality of people.
Maybe that's it, Warren. You may be right about that. She, when she gets out of the house in the morning when I take her on, she now sprints. She tears across the lawn and runs over the bridge and over the brook and into the woods, something that's so satisfying to see. So there's the point I'm making here is that none of them are lost causes you can do. I didn't know that I'd be able to help her walk again, but I knew I wanted to help her. But now she walks with a little limp sometimes and she's a little stiff when she gets up, but then she is off, man. And it's a great thing to see. So if you have the opportunity to help an animal that comes from a situation like that, don't think you can't because you can. And they'll help themselves because they'll be so happy to be in a place where they're being helped. Warren Eckstein talks about those things all the time on his pet show. Check out the website, petshow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.